So you mentioned ramucirumab and HCC. Can you talk a little bit more about what we know about that and also what we learned in the past in terms of bevacizumab?
So one of the things which may be a bit surprising is that bevacizumab didn't show as much of a benefit. We didn't see really a good, strong signal there, which really killed the further development of bevacizumab in that setting. Whereas sorafenib, for example, which is VEGFR2 inhibitor, had benefit. Moving forward with ramucirumab is a VEGFR2 receptor monoclonal antibody blocker. And the trial that was done in all comers, as you remember, although it showed some improvement in progression-free survival, the primary endpoint, the survival, wasn't really helped. But then a sub-analysis found that AFP400 was a group who benefited from it. And they went back and did the phase 3 trial that Andrew Zhu presented in ASCO. And here you see a benefit from the ramucirumab. But even then, the benefit is not like a spectacular benefit. It really improves survival by approximately 2 months. So there is improvement, but it's not really a huge benefit. So overall, the anti-VEGF treatments, including the tyrosine kinase inhibitors that target VEGFR2, have some modest benefit. It's not a huge benefit, but it's enough to be a treatment option to be offered to patients. The ramucirumab is interesting. The question is, how do we compare it to other second-line options, although it has a niche only in the patients who have over 400 of AFP.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I guess I was just presented the REACH2 study that Dr. Zhu presented at ASCO.